everyone, this is Margaret Ray, and this is another timeless classic. I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last week.
Ooh! What do you mean last week? Last night.
Kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it, just kill it. Either the song or it, meaning Bud, kill it.
What's wrong?
Well, you know it's wrong.
I wasn't in the room.
Bud opened his big fat trap, Phil. I heard it. And Bud goes, what? You know, he said it.
Yeah, thanks for snitching on me.
Bud, I'm going to snitch on you when you open the hole under your nose. And out of it comes complete nonsense, non sequiturs, and unneeded noise while Margaret's trying to sing the song.
Yeah, what do you think? She said last week. And Bud said sang it wrong.
It doesn't matter.
It does not matter. I'm giving it my touch. Do you understand? I'm trying to update these songs, Phil.
Well, I understand.
Well, I want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to Bud, because when I look at you, Bud, and I talk to you, the dead stare that comes out of your skull is, as we've often said, it's reminiscent of, it's even more sinister than any doll's eyes.
It's not Barbie.
No, it's not like Barbie, no. It's a more deadly doll than Barbie. I don't know what.
All right, well, let's forget about that and just try to get into this. Hi, everybody. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Here's Margaret Ray.
Wait a minute. Don't ever do that when I'm not ready. I'm standing here. I'm scratching my you-know-what.
Yes, you were. Well, I shouldn't say.
Yeah, don't say. All right, you ready?
I'm ready now, yeah.
One, two, three, and a one, two, three, and a one, two. What? Don't do it yet. This is the countdown to...
Will you get to it, for God's sake?
Get a load of you, General.
Come on, Margaret.
Sorry. One, two, three, and a one, two, three. Now, what we're going to be doing here, Phil, please.
God.
All right, go ahead. I'll butcher it. One, two, three, go. I'm now going to carve the song up because Phil doesn't have time for me to set it up right. I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the
So that's how it's going to be, huh?
Yes. I'm not even in the mood.
You know, Miss Gray, you ought to grow up a little bit.
Hold on. Turn the filth down. What did you say?
I said you ought to grow up a little bit and just do the job, and you can't have your way every time.
Yay. Thank you, Robert. Needed to be said.
So you're going to let, and I'm very liberal, Robert, you're going to let a black man?
Oh, get a load of you. Margaret, that is, boy, that...
There's nothing wrong with what I just... Never mind.
I thought you were liberal. You're talking about a black man telling you what to do?
I'm not used to it, that's all, okay? It's like taking orders... Never mind.
Like taking orders from a guy that parks your car, yeah. I know how it feels. Ow!
Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Yes. Pain in the ass. Oh, well, guess what? I saw Mommy. Yes, I did. I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus. Underneath the mistletoe... Just the other night. Well, his pants were pulled down. Wait a minute, Phil. Wait a minute.
No, we're not going there.
Phil, I was going to make it clean, but I...
No, we're not going there, okay? Because I got Chris Norton hanging on the line. Did you guys cook something up?
He said, thanks a lot for blowing it. He said he has a movie that he's producing.
And what's it called?
I Saw Mommy.
I Saw Mommy Blanking Santa Claus.
Not blank, no, not the bad one, the less bad one, the Bill Clinton one.
Oh, that's not that bad.
Oh, yeah, that's not that bad. All right, we're going to get Chris Norton on here in a second. I got Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton hanging out there in West Virginia at the state capitol. They're ready to go home, okay? They are ready to go home. They are ready to kick it off for the, they're ready to kick the holidays off for the night. And they don't want to do any more of anything else. So they've been very patiently waiting. Kurt Queedy, Guy Barton, just outside the state capitol there. And a very Merry Christmas to you guys, and a Happy New Year. Guy, how are you?
Hey, Bill, Happy New Year to you. And, hey, Bill, Happy New Year. God Bud. Yeah, Happy New Year, everybody out in the California area and back there.
And I hope that you guys have a great holiday. Let's talk about Phil Robertson. The reason why, just so you guys know, Kurt and Guy wanted to come on the air. Both of these gentlemen, by the way, members of the West Virginia State Legislature. State senators, right?
State senators now. And Kurt, a guy is coming up on how many years, Guy? Say it into the mic.
I'm coming up on 36 years, Phil.
36 years as a state senator. Congratulations.
Well, yeah, Phil Robertson, Phil, this is a man that comes from the deep woods. I don't know much about this guy. I do know that he's the kind of man that gives people that come from the South, especially people that come from the hill country. I'm not talking about the South now. I'm talking about hill people, people that come out from the mountain. I come out from the mountain some 31 years ago, Phil, and I want to stake my claim in this world. I come from the mountain, and I told my daddy, I told my mammy, I told my sister, too, that I ain't going to come back until I stake my claim in this world.
Yeah, not a lot of the mountain people going to do that.
Now, you don't hear a lot of mountain people want to do that, but I've done that, and a lot of other mountain people have done that. Now I come out of the mountain, stake my claim. Guy, you come out when, 36 years?
I mean, I stay late, stay 36 years. I come out here 40 years ago. 40 years ago, come off the mountain.
Guy come off the mountain 40 years ago. He come off that mountain, come down the hill, want to make a name for himself, stake his claim. Now I come down here, and so the guy, just in time to see some guy dressed up for Halloween with a big long beard, look like a refugee from Lynyrd Skynyrd Road Crew. Y'all come down with a gun and all that stuff. He looked like about 100 yards of hillbilly, and he made me look like a horse's ass. I don't like that. I don't take that very kindly.
Well, the thing we're saying is Phil Robertson don't represent hill people, and I think it's bad.
Well, you know, he's got a lot of support out there.
I understand he got a lot of support, but a lot of dumbass out there.
And by the way, they're not all hill people and mountain people like you guys are saying that support him.
No, I know he's not hill people. I'm talking about from the standpoint of being a hill person coming out of the mountain myself, you know. I proudly wear the mantle of mountain trash, because that's what I am.
Yeah, I'm mountain trash, too. You come on out of mountain trash, come off the mountain, and you trying to make a name for yourself.
I come off that mountain, and Guy come off the mountain. A lot of people come off that mountain. A lot of people walk off that mountain. Some people stroll off that mountain, but I bounced off that mountain. When I come off the mountain, I come off bouncing. And I'll tell you something right now, of course, I don't literally mean I bounced off the hill, but I did not come off the mountain in a cool, calm, collected way. I didn't come off the mountain in an easy way. I got bounced. I come off it. I caromed off the mountain, almost like a handball, you know.
Yeah, but Kurt and I come off that mountain like handballs.
Okay, you guys came off the mountain like handballs. I don't know, you know.
Well, they're talking about how difficult it was. Guys, hi, it's Margaret.
Oh, Margaret, you know, I look forward to hear your singing, darling. I love to hear, you know what she's saying?
Margaret, by the way, rule that. Down here at Rose's, you know.
Well, that's fine, guys. I don't like going to that place because I know all you do is look at the girls in there. But I'm very happy that you're on the air, and I wanted to ask you a question. When you say you caromed off the mountain like handballs, I know that it's a metaphor for something. What is that?
Well, I think it's a metaphor, Margaret, for the fact that while we wanted to stay and help out our families and try to make a living for our families and try to help them eat, and bring in the crop and manage the animal, they want us the hell out. They kick us out. So I'm coming back, but they kick me out.
You like carry them off like a hard ball, you know, like a tennis ball.
Yeah, that's a very good man. You come off that mountain like a tennis ball, like you throw a tennis ball off the side of the house. That's how a lot of people come strolling down off the mountain because they're leaving. They want to leave. Their people want to leave. And they're gone. They're gone, you know. But I said, I'm going to stay here. My family said, get your ass out of here. Not because they want me to be better. I know they want me to be better.
They wanted them to be better in life, but they also want them the hell out of their hair, you know.
All right, so what you guys are saying is that you came off the mountain like handballs and like tennis balls. I understand that. You came off the mountain. You didn't stroll off the mountain. Now, what does all this have to do with Phil Robertson?
Phil Robertson never come off that mountain. He can be in Hollywood making all that money. I love all these people talking about Phil Robertson, this, that, something else. This guy's in Hollywood, you know, making all that money and what have you. If this guy is so about the values of the mountain and mountain values are good values, they ain't got nothing to do with Hollywood. One guy made us look good. I should say one guy made us look bad. And now every dumbass come off the mountain, excuse me for saying that,
want to make themselves money.
Who came off the mountain that made you look good?
You know the guy, not good, he made us look bad. I guess it depends, that guy from the Beverly Hillbilly. Yeah, that man come off the hillbilly.
The Beverly Hill, you're talking about Buddy Ebsen?
I don't know who the clan, what's the name of that,
The Clampett Clan was a made-up, those were actors.
Oh, that's based on a true story. That's my understanding.
Was that, so you're saying that was a documentary?
No, not a documentary, but was based on a true story.
Based on a true story, huh?
Yeah, that's my understanding, Phil, based on a true story. That the Clampett Clan come out of Hollywood, I don't know, maybe not. Was there a man named Drysdale out in California, was a banker? Not the pitcher, but a banker.
I don't know. There was a pitcher named Drysdale.
Banker?
Yeah, look, you guys are quoting the TV show Beverly Hillbillies. I don't know that that was an actual, if that was an actual family that they were basing that that show on, then, you know, my apologies, you know.
Yeah, it could be, Mr. Henry. You're not really sure.
Well, I can tell you that I've been around Beverly, you know, the guy to talk to is Ted Bell, and find out if there was a Beverly Hillbillies or not.
Yeah, you got Ted Bell. He's Beverly Hill, ain't he? Ted Bell.
I don't know that I want to bother him. He's just gotten through an interview with us. But we can certainly look up to see whether there was the Clampett Clan. So you're saying that that is what pretty much empowers a guy like Robertson.
Oh, yeah. That man like Robertson will get empowered by people that go out to Hollywood and make all that money. But you have to understand, Phil Robertson is mountain. He's mountain all the way. He don't like gay. He don't like black. He may be gay. He may be black. And that's the whole thing. About being on a mountain, you know?
Yeah, you know about being black.
Phil Robertson may be black.
Oh, sure. You know, everybody up there, mixed breed. Everyone done everybody else. Everyone knows everybody else. So he could be black. He's more likely gay. I'm not saying most likely gay, but I'm sure he had gay experience. Because a mountain man, that's the first time for a mountain guy. First time for the mountain, you probably go gay. If you're mountain. Yeah, that's first time for mountain man. First time for mountain boy, probably met a boy. First mountain boy, do mountain boy.
I didn't understand any of that.
Well, I'll tell you when.
Okay, well, thanks, guys, and have a very happy holiday.
Uh-huh.
Guy Barton and Kurt Queedy, what?
He said, mountain boy do mountain boy.
Okay, there you go. That's what I thought I heard.
So what does that mean?
That's, yeah, see, that's code for the Ted Sex.
Oh, is that code? That ain't code. That came right out and said it.
Well, you didn't hear him say it.
No, I did not. But nonetheless, because their accents are so thick. So, what does that mean?
That's what that's the mountain way.
Yeah, it's the mountain way. I've heard that said.
Oh, is that the mountain way? Okay, well, the mountain way is mountain boy do mountain boy.
Yeah, either mountain boy, mountain boy, mountain boy on top of mountain boy, you know.
All right, we got to take a break. I'm told that we are running so late that I'm probably going to be arrested and put in radio jail. World famous Phil Henry Show, Phil Henry Show, unreal man, philhenryshow.com, and we'll be right back.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. This is the Phil Henry Show. I'm Margaret Gray. And what fun it is to ride in an old open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Whee! Through the snow in a one-eyed open sleigh. I'm just kidding around. I meant to say the hopeful horse. It's only got one eye. And then
what? Well, you know, I don't mean to interrupt, Margaret.
You knew that this is what I was going to do, Phil.
Phil, just let her do the song.
Yeah. What is the horse has only got one eye? You know.
You knew this is what I was going to do, and you interrupted anyway. I'm going to give you 5 seconds to get that song back on.
Well, Margaret, you know...
I'm giving you 4 seconds to get the song back on.
I'm not going to be cowed.
3, 2... Thank you. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. My name is Margaret Gray, and I rule the world. When I tell them to get the song, put it on the air. No one dare F with me or in my one-horse open sleigh. I'm not working tonight. I've got the slobs filling in. That's right, Phil Hendry. Never mind.
Did you want to finish it?
No, Phil's giving me the look.
No, I didn't mean to give you the look, you know.
Well, you're giving me the look.
I'm not working tonight. I've got the slobs filling in.
That's right. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle... Oh, God, jingle bells. Just nothing but jingle bells. I'm in the nut house 'cause of the bells. Jingle, jingle, jingle. If it's not jingle, jingle in somebody's pocket, well, I can't take it anymore.
All right, Margaret Gray with Jingle Bells.
Can you imagine if that song actually reflected something real?
It does.
No, it doesn't.
Well, sure it does. It was a song written based upon someone's experience, wasn't it?
I would think that it would be, but back in the old days, Phil, when people jingled bells, and they, you know, they jingled bells.
And they jingled bells?
Yes.
Yeah, well, back in the old days when they did that.
You're aware of that, aren't you?
Well, what do you mean they were jingling bells? What were they doing?
They're going around jingling. I don't know, Phil, but that's what they did in the old days. And it would have driven me nuts. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, probably got to go on Jingle Bell.
No, let me give you some perspective, because you people sound so dumb. You guys sound extra special Christmas time dumb tonight. Jingle Bells.
Excuse me, General.
No, hold on, Margaret. Jingle Bells is based upon the habit that people had back in the 19th century of attaching bells to whatever they had. I don't, you know, it could be anything. Most people walked, so you can well imagine. And the bells would jingle.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's...
Most people walked, so you can imagine what that was.
Yes, that's right.
Did they attach the bells to their asses? Is that what you're saying?
Well, the people that didn't have sleighs, yes.
Yeah, I did sleigh ride.
Well, sleigh ride and jingle bells kind of go together. You know,
are you listening to us? Here we are sitting around in the 21st century trying to figure out what those meatheads, excuse me for saying this because I honor our ancestors, but after all, they were 19th century. If you want to know what they were all about, take a look at Phil Robertson, then multiply that by three.
All right, well, look, Jingle Bells was the sound of sleighs, I think, going through the snow because people had bells on the sleighs, right?
That's right, and the reason why they had bells on the sleighs...
Because it was Christmas.
No, not because it was Christmas, because that let people know it was if they had a traffic jam, I guess.
A traffic jam?
Yeah, I guess, well, I don't know about a traffic jam.
Yeah, well, but that's what it was for.
It was to warn other people that they're on the way. It could be pedestrians. It could be some guy on a horse, you know.
Oh, yeah, it might have been a guy on a horse. They had them.
Yes, they did. They had guys on horses. Well, there was probably a sleigh going along somewhere. And that lets people know that the sleigh's on the way.
How come? Did the horse have a bell?
Did the horse have a what?
Did the horse have a bell?
Why would the horse have a bell?
Let people know it's on the way.
I don't know. That's a really good point, man. Maybe people heard horses, but they didn't. Maybe the sleighs were going so damn fast. Because you don't think about it. The sleighs have like two or three horses. Or four.
Yeah, so it's got like two horsepower.
Two horsepower.
Well, that's what it was, bud. You're absolutely right. It was two horsepower.
Okay, you know, I wonder if we're ever going to let loose of the horsepower metaphor, the horsepower tag that we use for internal combustion engines. You know what I mean?
No, what do you mean?
I mean, I wonder if at some point we'll come up with another term, because horsepower meant a lot to people in the at the turn of the 20th century, people that were using horses, and now they're using internal combustion engines, so they want to know, well, how fast can I go? Well, 20 horse, 30 horses. Now we imagine we know what it means. We can get a general idea as to the power that an engine has when we say it's got, say, 400 horsepower, 500 horsepower. But it's different for us because we're not really seeing horses.
Well, you see horses going through the snow.
Yes, like in sleigh ride.
No, not even with sleigh ride. Not even at Christmas time. Am I thinking about horses going through the whole thing that you need to be imagining when we talk about horsepower? Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Phil Henry Show here and philhenryshow.com. Don't forget we got... What are you doing?
Hold on.
What are you doing, Margaret?
Hold on, Phil. We'll be right back after these commercials. And then Phil can go and start to cry like a bitch. Boy, I'm going to the toilet.
Wow, that was very, very happy holiday, Margaret.
Well, I'm sorry.
That will be right back. The world famous Phil Henry Show.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but I was going to do a very nice, and then Phil started to go. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Margaret Gray with another Christmas favorite. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10. Listen once again. With candy canes and silver things, and everything is every dee-dee-doo-dee-doo. Don't stop the music. Everywhere I go, because I'm the only one who's important in this town. Once I know it's Christmas, I let all the clowns know. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots with real bullets. I'm kidding, that's a little bit of social commentary. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. Oh, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go. Dracula's in a tree and Frankenstein makes three. And, oh, I'm screwing this up. Hold on. Stop the music. Stop it, Bud. Bud, what's he doing? Bud, stop.
Bud, stop the music.
Bud, turn this filth off. Turn this filth off before I report you to the FCC. Thank God.
There you go again, you know.
What is this? There you go again.
Report you to the FCC.
And I told you, See, what happened was I got confused. I started singing Halloween lyrics.
Yeah, I noticed you said Dracula's in a tree, but the tip-off was you went moo-hoo-ha-ha-ha.
I'm sorry.
You did, Margaret. I think I heard that.
You didn't hear anything, Bud. You were over there fooling around with that. What are those, Robert?
The Twizzlers. We got them at the store.
Okay, you guys can eat Twizzlers. Do you got to be eating them now? Pay attention to what's going on.
I'm trying to get the lid off.
That's great. Get the lid off during a commercial break. Twizzlers.
They don't have that many calories. You can eat them, Mr. Henry.
Isn't that nice to know? Okay, I've got that. Now, what was going on with you?
Well, I don't know, but whatever the general is saying, I didn't do that.
Yeah, I swear to God, Margaret, I heard you go moo-hoo-ha-ha-ha.
Yeah, you did, Margaret.
I did what?
You, for all of a sudden, in the middle of the Christmas song, you went moo-hoo-ha, like you were, you know.
Did you just see you two idiots together? This is a great, you guys could have done all that sign language for what's-his-name down in South Africa. Moo-hoo-ha-ha, rubbing your hands together.
Yeah, I don't know, what are you doing?
This is what she did when she was singing. If you guys hadn't been trying to pry the lid off of Twizzlers, you would have seen it. She's going like that in the middle of a Christmas song.
Oh, yeah, like it's Halloween.
Well, I know that I started singing about Dracula. I just...
You know what? You keep talking about everybody else needs a CAT scan.
How dare you, Phil?
Well, you know, you're sitting there going, and you're denying that you did it.
You could get Frank on the line. I know Frank never lies.
Frank doesn't want us to bug him again.
Frank does what I say. Get Frank on the... When you're done with your Twizzlers... Hey, genius? Genius?
Yeah?
When you're done with the Twizzlers, would you get Frank on the phone?
Yes, ma'am.
In the meantime, you'll pardon me, but I'm... Here we go. No, hold on. Here we go. This is... I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, for the interruption. Sorry for the theatrics.
Well,
Hold on. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Listen in once again at the 5 and 10 with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. But the... What? Who, these lyrics are driving me nuts. Who? What?
What are you doing?
Turn it off before I kill again. Go to some other segment. I've got to take this in the back and practice it.
That's what she said.
Why, you dirty...
Hey, watch it.
about that.
All right. Bud, you ought to know by now.
You say that's what she said one more time, Bud, and they'll be that'll be on your tombstone.
Yeah.
All right. We do have Brass Villanueva in the wings to talk with us this evening. A quick reminder, the Phil Henry website is philhenryshow.com. Tonight, we're actually doing, as we do every night, a video cast of our show. And you can check out the Phil Henry Show video cast by going to philhenryshow.com. It's called Phil TV. And each and every show is not only video cast live, but then we also keep an archive of it. So if you're into that kind of thing, we actually offer a two-tier subscription to our website. You can get audio only, and that is just the audio podcasts as well as the audio archives. And soon, we are going to be on TuneIn, and that's, you know, that I'm telling you, what the big thing is what are they dragging TuneIn out? What's the story, Robert?
Well, they just want to know how long you want our contract for.
Well, I thought we were going to be on TuneIn here this week, and everybody was assuring me that was going to take place, and I have no reason to believe it isn't going to be very soon, but what was the thing?
They just want to know the term of the contract.
Okay, well, I don't want to start talking about contract with TuneIn on the air, but the fact is we will be on TuneIn, and you'll be able to hear the show live streaming on TuneIn. Also, you'll be able to hear the show live streaming on our website, but be that as it may, we have an audio-only pass, and we also have the... all access, which gives you the video archives as well as a lot of the other video events on our website. And we'll have a few of those during this week. This week we're taking off for Christmas, but we will be in touch with you via Phil TV and HD and different things on philhenryshow.com. That's kind of the cool part of having our website and having the live features that we do on the website. You know, you can check in with us and we with you anytime you'd like. So it's over at philhenryshow.com. And again, in this coming year, we're going to be developing our own live stream app as well as the live streaming on our website. We're on TuneIn. And there's a whole lot of really exciting things that we've got in store this coming year. It's going to be a groundbreaking, a milestone year for the Phil Henry Show, moving into the new realm of media that, frankly, we've been leading the way, not leading the way, but we've been one of the leading shows, I think, when it comes to moving from traditional platforms into the digital platform, which reminds me, I owe Jimmy Pardo a shirt. Jimmy, I'm sorry, you know, we did the podcast-a-thon, and I promised him an autographed Ted Bell shirt. It's been hard tracking Ted down. We have the shirt. We're going to mail it. And I began thinking of Jimmy because he's one of the other pioneers in the digital realm. Okay, so Jimmy, the shirt's on the way. The rest of you guys, join us at philhenryshow.com for our webcasts and everything else. All right, so Brass Villanueva is going to be on here in just a second to talk about Feliz Navidad. I thought it would be cool if Margaret's around here, and I guess she isn't. We've got the version of Feliz Navidad, the song. And I don't know whether or not Brass wants to hear that, but it was, I saw it coming up on the karaoke, on this little karaoke thing that we have here. Brass, how are you?
Mr. Aaron, I'm doing good. Thank you very much for having me on your program.
Brass Villanueva from Los Malos, which is an organization to empower young Hispanic men in our community. And it, very, very tied, or at least closely tied, wants to be closely tied, is what it says here in the on your website, wants to be closely tied to the Hispanic culture, but you can't be because you've had it beaten out of you by the Anglo culture, correct?
That's correct.
And tell me what that means.
Well, what that means is for the decades I've been alive 27 years, and for those decades I've had my culture, my roots, who I am, the identity, you know, that I try to portray and the identity that I try to go into the world with, I have had beaten out of me by the Anglo culture. Anglo culture, American, so-called American culture, you know, is primarily a European culture, and it's English-speaking culture, and has very little to do with the blended culture of the Hispanic, of the Latin countries, North America and South America, which are not only Spanish, they're Mesquite Indian, they're native to the region. So I don't have any of that because I've been living in the Anglo world. And And we continue to try and absorb as much of our own original culture as we possibly can as Hispanic people.
All right, now, Feliz Navidad holds a special meaning this time of year for you, Brass. Why?
Well, Feliz Navidad is a traditional Hispanic or Latin song. You know, it's a Spanish-speaking song. But because of what has been done to me and other young Latin males in this primarily Anglo culture, I don't know what that means. I can't hear Feliz Navidad. I'm not going to hear that and understand what the man is singing about.
Well, it's Merry Christmas.
Okay, thank you. It's Merry Christmas. But do you understand how humiliating that is for me to have to find out what that means from an Anglo? I should know what that means because I haven't had the Spanish basically beat out of me. And that's the long and the short of it. You know, that's the long and the long and the short of it. That's the long and the longer of it, Mr. Henry, because I don't think it's right for me to have to go on a show. Is this the song?
This is it. This is Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, listen to this. And is this that karaoke that you was doing?
It might be.
I hear some singing, though.
It's a song that was made popular by Jose Feliciano.
See, you even do it better than I do. How do you say that?
It's Feliz Navidad by Jose Feliciano.
Okay, could you turn that down a little bit? I wanted to point out to any members of Los Molos that are listening tonight, Mr. Henry said Jose Feliciano better than I will or any of you, and he also said Feliz Navidad better than I can. And that also humiliates me. So I've got the double humiliation tonight of asking you what Feliz Navidad means, and I also had the double humiliation of having you pronounce Feliz Navidad good like you're Mexican. And my people are originally from Mexico.
Where were you born?
I was born in the United States.
Okay, so you're an American, correct?
I am an American by birth, but I am Hispanic. I'm a Latin, Hispanic, Latin, Mexican, Spanish male. Any one of how you would say that. That's what I am.
All right. Now, you have your computer in front of you, and you're looking at the karaoke of Feliz Navidad as I am. Do you see it?
Yes, I do.
And what does it say? What are you looking at?
I'm looking at a whole bunch of Mexicans. I don't know what any of this means.
You know that Feliz Navidad means Merry Christmas.
That's what you just, yeah, you just told me that now.
That's the second time I've told you that.
I understand it's the second time you told me that, but it's not taking because my ability to receive and retain Spanish and the way that a Mexican speaks it has been beat out of me.
Has been beat out of you, okay. We have with us here Brass Villanueva.
Benry, it's a very complicated topic, and I know you don't understand it, but I can assure you that, I'm looking at right now, Feliz Prospero Ano y Felicidad. I don't know what any of that means. Do you know what that means?
I don't know what it means. I know Feliz Navidad means Merry Christmas.
Okay, that's the third time you told me that, but I'm hearing it fresh like it's brand new.
Because you had your ability to retain Spanish beat out of you.
Yes, sir, that's right. Yes, sir, that's right. As sad as that is, that's what it is.
Well, here's the song.
Right, I hear the song, and is he singing that in English?
He is singing it in English.
See, he had it beat out of him, too.
No, he didn't have it beat out of him. We'll be right back, folks, on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. With us is Brass Villanueva from Los Molos. We'll be right back. And welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. I'm sorry, but we once again thought we had a Christmas song ready for you, and we did not. I think it's up now, Margaret. You want to do the...
I'll take over from here. All I want for Christmas is you. This isn't all I want for Christmas is my two front teeth, bud.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, this is a Mariah Carey song.
Mariah, as in Moronica Aya Carey.
Well, no need to be.
Need to be what?
So that's the wrong song, bud.
Do another song. Do Jingle Bell.
I already did Jingle Bells, you... Let me just do this one.
No, you already did this one, too.
I'm gonna kill you. I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the... Oh, I'm bored with it.
Anyway, on the line with us is Brass Villanueva from Los Malos, and we're talking with him this evening. You can turn off the... Brass, you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm right here. See, you playing that Anglo song is totally beating... This is beating all of my culture out of me, man. God.
Okay, turn it off, will you, bud?
I'm trying to find it.
But yeah, man, you are killing me with this music. You're killing me with the music, man. Get the hell off, man. You're killing me, man. This is genocide, man. It's genocide. Turn it off, will you? Just turn it off. Oh, man. Thank you.
What's with you, bud?
Couldn't find a switch.
Boy, if they ever put you up for the death penalty, man, if they ever bring it back and they ever bring back the electric chair, I couldn't find the switch is going to be something I won't want to hear.
Pretty good, Miss Henry.
Thank you.
Anyway, thank you, Phil, for getting that music stopped. See, that's the kind of thing that's going to drive me nuts, you know. And I don't need that. You don't need it. None of us need that.
Okay, we're talking here with Brass Villanueva from Los Malos. So what's the answer, man? You have to, first of all, learn what...
Okay, what's so funny? I mean, I know there's a lot that's funny about this, but what were you laughing at right there?
Just the idea that you got to, first of all, learn what Feliz Navidad means.
Right, I do. I've got to... I learn it, but then it's beat out of me, you know.
What is getting beat out of you? I don't understand.
It's already been beat. My ability to retain Spanish because of the Anglo-dominated culture. And I also understand that a lot of what I'm talking about is pretty old school because most people now have assimilated. Most Hispanic people have assimilated. People that are born here, they've assimilated. So I'm way behind. You know, I'm way on all this stuff. But I felt that it was necessary, at least for one more Christmas, to complain about Feliz Navidad. I hear it on the radio all the time.
Now you know it means Merry Christmas, right?
Yeah, right now I do.
So every time I tell you that it means Merry Christmas, you don't remember because it got your ability to retain Spanish got beat out of you.
Yeah, that's right. And,
Well, what does Buenas Noches mean?
I don't know.
It means good night.
Now I know.
And you'll forget.
Probably between now and the next time I hear it, yeah.
You live in a Hispanic neighborhood?
I do live in a Hispanic neighborhood, but nobody wants to talk to me because I'm on the outs with most of the people that live there. These are people that have compromised their beliefs in order to assimilate.
And that means they speak Spanish and English, and they do it very well interchangeably, correct?
Wow, that was a whole lot to say, but most people could get it out better than you just did, Mr. Henry. Yes.
I'm sorry, but I'm a little shocked at your inability to retain Spanish. So you live in a neighborhood where everybody speaks Spanish as well as English?
That's correct, yes.
And so you're on the outs in that neighborhood?
That is correct.
Well, I don't wonder why. You're probably a freak in that neighborhood. They may think that you're just a freak.
Yeah, well, that's true. They do. They avoid me. They don't come near me. When I walk down the street, they just, it's like the red tide, the Red Sea, not the red tide, but... it smells like the red tide, but that's me, not them. I smell. But they part. No one wants to be around me. And why? Because I've had,
You've had your culture beat out of you, but they haven't.
They have not because they go ahead and spread for Anglo culture.
Well, let me ask you, spread for Anglo culture? Well, that's a great image.
Well, it's not anything I really want to... I refuse to compromise.
You look at. Do you go? What Mexican? What Spanish food do you eat? Didn't you tell me Taco Bell?
Yeah.
And you don't call that compromising?
That's not compromise. No, that's not compromising. I honestly believe Taco Bell is the best Spanish, Hispanic, Mexican food there is. I know that sounds bad, but that's the only thing I know.
So you think Taco? So you're not compromising? You really think Taco Bell's great?
I do. Yes. Even as I say those words, I realize it sounds stupid, but I don't know any better.
Well, why don't you go to a good place? Why don't you go to a good Hispanic place to eat? Or is it the same thing with the language? You get the whole thing beaten out of you.
No, it gets beat out of me.
Well, who's beating this out of you?
Just walking out into the Anglo culture beats it out of me. So when I go to a good Hispanic restaurant, I have a great meal, I walk out into Anglo culture, and it's like I just took an uppercut. You know, I walk out, I look at a billboard, it's like someone just slapped me across the face and slapped all that Spanish culture out of me. I know it sounds strange, but that's what we're trying to change. We're trying to, right now, Mr. Henry, with our new community center, where young Latin males can go in and someone will say, Feliz Navidad, and they'll go, yeah, okay, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. So that's one day. The next day you come in and...
And what do? You eat a Taco Bell burrito and someone says to you, that's crap, that's crap, that's crap.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, and that's not what we were doing. We were just giving the guy a Taco Bell burrito and saying, what do you think of that? I don't know. But with our new community center...
Your new community center where you...
Okay, I gotta go. If I'm gonna be, if I'm a freak, I'm already a freak in my neighborhood. Now I'm a freak on the radio.
Yeah, pretty much, man. But good luck to you. And when you get the community center opened up, let me know, because I like Feliz Navidad. And will you be playing it a lot down there?
Nonstop, yeah, until we figure out what it means.
All right. So there is. Well, that's a young man at least who's proactive. Oh yeah, proactive. That guy. You talk about a nutcase, man. That is Brass Villanueva here on the Phil Henry Show. All right, we'll be back next hour with more of this falderall here on the Friday before our, taking our week off on vacation. But we'll be around philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass and join us over there. Be a part of our BSP family. We'll be right back.
So he had the Hispanic beat out of him.
Yes.